Personal evaluation of the interview is an important process of the interview. As soon as possible after the applicant leaves the room, review your notes. Fill out any important details you may have missed. You should evaluate the applicant using the approach designed by your program, ideally before the next interview begins. Ratings of the applicant should be supported by your notes. Please be aware of your unconscious bias. Everyone holds unconscious biases about other people or groups of people based on attitudes, associations, and stereotypes. Interviewers can help mitigate these biases through their own awareness of strong reactions for or against particular applicants or type of applicants, and basing their scores on deliberate thinking and decision-making rather than first impressions. In addition, you should be aware of common rating errors. Although often unintentional, common rating errors can decrease the validity and fairness of the interviews. Here are some of the most common types of rating errors to be mindful of when rating each applicant's interview responses. First, the horns or halo effect. This allows ratings of performance based on the responses to influence ratings for another response. For example, allowing a rating on a question assessing teamwork to influence the rating of a question assessing motivation. Be careful not to use central tendencies. This is rating all the applicants in the middle of the scale. For example, giving all threes in a 5-point rating scale. Interviewers should feel comfortable using the entire range of the rating scale. Third, a leniency or severity error, which is giving high or low ratings to all applicants, irrespective of their actual responses. And finally, be aware of contrast effects. This is comparing one applicant with the performance of a previously interviewed applicant. The order in which the applicants are interviewed can affect the ratings that are given. While making ratings, interviewers should refrain from comparing applicants. Instead, interviewers should focus on evaluating each applicant's response in relation to the rating scale.